Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at new beginnings. Every single human being goes through beginnings and endings, something new, something old, nonstop. And Isaiah 43:19, God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." That means change is coming in our lives. God is always moving us forward to something bigger, something better, and to become the person that He's made us to be, with a great expectation for a great future and a great ending. In Jesus' name, we trust that word of God in Jeremiah 29:11. And so we were talking about that, and all of us should expect a new time, new seasons in life, and not get nervous, but trust God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with us in the ending of the old season, good or bad, and the beginning of the new season, good or bad. So let's pick it up and continue and see what the Lord is showing us. Now, some of it's good change, some of it's bad change, but I know this one thing. In Romans 8:28, God says these words. He said, "He will turn what the enemy means for your destruction. He'll turn it into good." So it may not look good, and it may not feel good, and it may not be good. But down the line, God will use that to benefit the kingdom and your life. I can see no good coming from losing a loved one or a child. Or anything like that. There's no good in that. But I'm telling you, when that kind of stuff happens, you've got to get into your mind and say, "Lord," Rodney Howard Brown, his daughter was 18. They were believing for her. She died. She died. You know what he said? He said, he took a week off and he came back saying, "For that life, 1 billion souls. I'm believing 1 billion souls." And he's been pushing, pushing, pushing to get that. 1 billion souls. So you got, it's hard. There's sometimes it's difficult. Divorce, difficult. Bankruptcy, difficult. But you're not without hope. He said He promised you a hope and a future. You got to tap into God. Without the Holy Spirit, some people, let me tell you, some people, I don't know how they survive. I couldn't survive without the Holy Spirit. I would have been killed by now. He protected me growing up because I was a slug. I took chances. I used to race scramblers off-road. I used to take chances. I thought I was indestructible. And then I turned 12. Then I knew I was indestructible. Then I turned 15, and I thought I knew everything. Then I turned 30, and I started thinking, "Well, my dad knew a lot more than me." The Holy Spirit is a very, very vital part of your life on a daily basis. And you need to tap into Him on a daily basis and say, "Holy Ghost, please reveal to me what I should do in this situation." You've got to speak to Him. And then you've got to back off and listen and wait. And He'll talk to you. If He has to talk to you through a donkey, He will. So, our lives are full of change as well, which means God is moving us into a new physical and soulish dimension of life. I want to grow, but growth doesn't come without change. How many of you want to grow? Well, you need to change some. It may mean you may have to go and do a course, may have to go online and do a course, may have to do something different, may have to reinvent yourself in your job. How many people were lost totally when COVID came? Maybe you want to get more than one stream of income. Maybe you need to reinvent yourself. Maybe you need to learn how to look for something alive. I've got someone in South Africa right now. All they can do is play music. That's it. All they want to do is play music. And yet this person I know has got hands of gold, can build and make anything. He can build guitars. He did. Can do anything electrical. Can do anything. This guy was a genius. And you know, today in South Africa, battling to survive. Just battling to survive. Reinvent yourself sometimes. You have to reinvent yourself. And reinventing yourself, that means you have to let the old way of thinking go and bring the new way of thinking in. It's not an easy process, but it's doable with the power and the help of the Holy Spirit. There's certain things I don't want to let go. I'm used to this. I've liked this. I've been involved in this all my life. It's difficult for me to change the way I do it. Well, then stay the same. Or feel a bit uncomfortable and do something different. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, think about it. Joseph from the pit to the palace. Right? Think about it. Jacob from deceiver to Israel, who brought in the 12 tribes of Israel. Abram to Abraham, from father to father of nations. We're talking change. We're talking big change. Fishermen to disciples. Can you imagine that change for Peter and Simon? Can you imagine those? The change there? From fishermen to disciples of Christ? Wow. Me from South Africa to the United States of America. That was a big move. How many of you moved from another nation to here? And put your hand high. Put your hand up. It was even a bit scary, wasn't it? Sometimes it's still scary, right? Pastor Adam is still nervous every day. I have to phone and console him. He keeps saying, I want to go back to Nicaragua. I say, have you seen who's running that place? Don't go back. I wouldn't go back to South Africa. It's become communist. Become a communist nation. And standing against Israel, that's the worst thing they could have done, was come against Israel. Next week, we're receiving an offering for Israel. Don't forget. So come prepared to be blessed. Amen. You lost your job. That's change. You moved house. That's change. And we get sentimental over certain things. And fear, the thing is, the fear of the unknown gets human beings trapped. And sentimentalness, or sentimentality, however you say it, I'm sentimental about my old house. I don't leave it. Well, you're not going to change. You need growth. You've got to keep moving forward. God is an on-the-move God. We came from Oleander to Yah. We went from Yah to Oleander, from Oleander to Yah. We started in a storefront, and then we bought a church, St. James, on St. James Road. And then we moved to the mall, and then we came here, then we went to Oleander, then we came back here. You know how many ministers would have said, that's it, I'm done. I'm going to go and start a Dunkin' Donuts. That means I'm going to baptize people. You dunk them. No, but seriously, the amount of change that I've been through, I'm so used to it right now. I'm waiting, what's the next move, Lord? I'm excited about it. I know it's going to be better. I know it's always going to be better. I know God doesn't take me from bad to worse. He takes me from bad to good, to gooder, to goodest. That's good English, right? And let me tell you something. If the situation you were in went from bad to worse, I got great news for you. You know it can move. And if it can move that way, guess what? It can move the other way. So you got to get your mind wrapped around the fact that God ain't going to let me down. And get the fear out. Get that. You see, fear is a spirit. It's an actual entity. It's got a personality. And it's sent out by the demon himself, El Diablo, sent out to a person to put you into fear. And when you get into fear, you'll do what Peter did, the one who walked on the water. The Bible says he got out the boat. He said, I see you. If you're Jesus, tell me to come. And he said, come. Just one word, just come. He got out the boat. The rest of them, I'm sure, said, Peter, don't be mad. It might be a ghost. Don't. One man got out the boat. He walked on the water. He was looking at Christ. That's where you got to focus when you're in change and transition. Look at Christ. They said when they were in the wilderness, the Israelites, and the snakes started to attack them in the desert, vipers, deadly. Can you imagine rattlers and cobras? Ugh. How many of you like snakes? You like snakes? Whoa, bro. I'm standing to the side. I'm joking. But let me tell you what. And they were being bitten. And Moses was told by God to make that pole and wrap it with a snake in the shape of a cross. Put that pole. That's where you see these medical things that you see. They all got that cross with the snake. They got it from that. And Moses said, if you watch and you keep your eyes on this pole, you will not be killed. Those snakes, their venomous poison will not kill you. And they had to keep looking at the pole. Now, can you imagine you hearing all that kind of stuff around you? I've got to focus on the pole. Hearing people scream, I've been bit. You've got to look at the pole. Amen. You're walking on the water, Peter. You've got to look at the one who said, except I'm lifted up like that on the pole, ain't going to be good for you. Look at me, Peter. Look at me, Peter. And he's walking. But Peter chose to look at the wave and the winds, because that's what we do when things get kind of out of hand and it's chaotic. We start focusing on the bad things instead of on who the Redeemer is. And we look at the sickness, and we look at the bank account, and we look at the children of the chain, and we look at the people that don't love me, and we look at this and we look at that, and we see the money's not there. And God is saying, look at me, Peter. And Peter said, wind, waves, rain. Boom, he went down. That's what fear will do. That's what fear does to you. So when the devil sends a spirit of fear, you got to say, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How dare you? Get out, devil. And you have the authority and the power to bind him, rebuke him, and kick him out. Yeah, well, we're all going, woo, but when it happens, it's not so easy, right? When you're in the middle, your business is crashing, your child is, you know, we're going to go, I want to go and see him. Gary, the saxophone player, he's ended up in the hospital, and it's not sounding so good for him, but I know a God that turns everything the enemy means for hell and destruction, he'll turn it for the good of the person. You understand? So I want to go and see him, or we'll go get a team to go visit with him and pray with him. I need to hear from you where he's at, and we want to go pray for him. But God's not planned that for Gary. He's a child of God. God hasn't planned hell and destruction for any of you. He said, I've got a plan for your future. Doesn't include disaster. That's disaster. How dare it? How dare it? And then he sends immediately the spirit of fear. Have you ever gone to the doctor and you had a checkup and they took your blood and you walk back into the office and he says, can you sit down? Oh. What's the first thing that happens? Your brain, I'm going to die. I'm not joking. He sends a spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear renders Peter's faith helpless. You will sink.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.